is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And hey, our Caribbean American Weekly publication, the Immigrants Journal publication, and Workers World Today publications are key publications where we try to deliver the truth to you. What does that mean? Well, governments lie. Everyone is lying. Everyone is giving us ideas about life, about the planet, about wars. And when we look at the media now and we look at the stories that we get in the Ukraine and other hotspots in the world, we are wondering what is wrong with us. Why are we treated differently? Why the priorities of life always seem to be against us? They say keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And in America, after hundreds of years of slavery, separatism, in 2022, we are still trying to get a civil rights bill to pass in Congress. And it is not happening. In 2022, we still have the KKK as strong as ever in America. And we have to pause and ask ourselves when we see how Western Europeans are treating Ukrainians in this war as refugees, why are we treated differently? Why at the border, Venezuelans are sent back home and obviously they accept Ukrainians? Whether it be at the Mexican border, whether it be the border of Poland, Hungary, and other countries close to the Ukraine, these immigrants, quite rightly so, should be accepted. But what about us, people of color, people other than white? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Immigration was used in America to make America whiter. At the end of slavery, the black population in America was almost 20% of the U.S. population in 1869. From 1869 to the 1960s, 70 million people came in from Western Europe and only 500,000 that were black. So African Americans were disenfranchised by a racist immigration policy favoring Western European over people of color. So instead of having a 20% of the U.S. population, we ended up with 12-13%. What can be said? When you talk about reparations, economic reimbursements for people of color, African Americans, financially, because of their free labor for hundreds of years, we also have to talk about reparations in terms of voting power. Should America be bringing more people of color into the U.S.? Should it be a policy of the U.S. government to give African Americans their 20% of the vote? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. If you have any questions on immigration law, bankruptcy, foreclosure, loan modifications, matrimonial law, wills, trust, and estate law, give us a call. The number to keep, the number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. This war means an increase in the price of gasoline, which means that it's going to impact the price of food. We know that the Ukraine is a big exporter of wheat, and obviously there are going to be wheat shortages. There was already talk, and there was already an impact of inflation, and what are we going to do about price increases? And that price increase obviously will impact Black, Latinos, minorities more so than white people. Why? Because they have the money and we don't. Therefore, what are we going to do? Do we have to work longer? Do we have to eat less? How do we keep our budget together? Yes, are kids going to have to stay with their parents longer, put off decisions on marriage, put off decisions on purchasing a home? What is going to happen, because interest rates are going to increase in inflationary time? Who is the best party to support? The Republicans, the Democrats? Who's going to change the economy so that all people, especially people of color who have a bigger impact on their income, what is going to happen where income issues are concerned? President Biden, unfortunately, has not given us the leadership that we need. He has not dealt with the issue in the Ukraine, and that is why there is a war. It takes reading and analysis to understand why there is a war in the Ukraine. Why isn't there negotiation? Why isn't there a path to peace even before there was an invasion of the Ukraine? President Biden kept saying, Russia is going to invade Ukraine. The president of the Ukraine keeps asking for air power. And obviously, Russia has nuclear weapons. If President Biden doesn't understand, common people do understand, because young people, old people are talking about it. Can there be a nuclear war? And a nuclear war is more possible today than before the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Is President Biden sleeping on the job? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The billionaires in Russia and the billionaires in America are the same. Billionaire for Amazon doesn't want his workers to start a union. The billionaire for Starbucks doesn't want their workers to start a union. A union is important because those workers want fair wages, they want medical insurance, they want all the things every human being needs to survive. A living wage, medical attention, good healthcare attention, the ability to save money in a pension. These workers should have profit sharing schemes, programs that could help them, i.e. the 401k plans and other pensions. Social Security doesn't hack it. Everyone knows it. No one is doing anything about it. And we are talking about the U.S. government. Social Security is a federal program. When are we going to stop working? When we die, are we ever going to have the ability to retire? Are we going to have the ability to take care of our medical needs, whether it be heart disease, diabetes? Our children are going to get a proper diet? Are we going to get a fair education in New York City, where the public school system is segregated for a very long time? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call. Do your planning, your economic planning, whether it be wills, trusts, and estate issues, matrimonial issues. Are you contemplating, obviously, because of inflation and other financial issues, credit repair, which is obviously very difficult, or filing for a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy? And most Blacks, Latinos, and other minorities are better off with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy at some point in time. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for a consultation with our law firm, Figueroa & Associates, is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. To understand world events, and when I say the world, I'm talking about America and other countries. The world is not America. Visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us, and get connected to our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, and Workers World Today. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get a free estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning. Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a free consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and comprehensive immigration reform is necessary. It is vital to the U.S. economy as a whole, to obviously the various localities in America. And hey, when is the U.S. government obviously, in particular, the Republicans, going to address comprehensive immigration reform. It seems like if they have surrendered to China, to Canada, to Germany, to France, and other countries who are luring smart people to their countries. When we talk about smart people, we talk about people who apply for H-1B visas. These are people who are professionals, for the most part, in the various sciences, technology, jobs that are critical to Silicon Valley, to Wall Street, that will help in the economic development of America. These people graduate from colleges here with degrees, and they are in high demand. So students come from all over the world, the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, Asian countries, Western European countries, and these are smart people, and we want to keep them. How do we keep them? Well, as an F1 student, you get OPT or STEM, and you could stay here a year or two. But we need these people to stay longer, and that's where the H-1B visa comes in, where you get permission to work for at least 3 years, and you could then renew for another 3. And if a job petitions for you for a green card, you could renew indefinitely 3 years, 3 years, and another 3 years until you get that green card for yourself, your spouse, and children under 21. So that's a partial legalization, and the quota, which is 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, it is too low. Bill Gates and other technology firms have argued before Congress to change it, and it hasn't changed. Comprehensive immigration reform could do so. People with PhDs could self-petition, and we also look at the H-2B section, the unskilled labor. That quota of 50,000 has to be increased. And those are for businesses normally where Americans do not want to work. You obviously have farm workers, visas, employment work permits that obviously we have to look at that category too. Family-based petitions take too long. Whether it be brother-sister petitions that take 12 years for most countries, but 25 years for the Philippines, India, or China, that is ridiculous. So if you're going to tell people, do not come to the U.S., do not try to come here as a visitor or at the border and overstay, legalize immigration, the family-based petitions, etc., need to be streamlined. We need to remove backlog. We need to reduce the time that it takes to process. The Trump administration, KKK Russian Trump, slowed down the process. We also have to look at people who came here without inspection that may need a provisional waiver. At this time, children could get their provisional waiver. Spouses could get their provisional waivers, but not parents. So we would like provisional waivers to be afforded to parents who come to this country. Their children become a U.S. citizen, but because they came to the U.S. without inspection, they cannot get a provisional waiver like spouses and children. So the immigration law has to be reformed to be more humane. We will also like to see the reintroduction of 245I. That is a law that expired April 30, 2001. Why would we like to reintroduce 245I? Because it was a law where if you paid a $1,000 penalty and you had a petition pending, instead of leaving the U.S., you could get your green card in the U.S. as opposed to getting a provisional waiver. And that money, that $1,000, could go to immigration services. When that law was in effect and it ended April 30, 2001, immigration was getting over $300 million a year. It makes sense, rather than having people get a provisional waiver, travel outside the U.S., buy plane tickets, buy hotel accommodation if they have no more family in their home countries, take that money. If it's a $1,000 penalty, why not increase it to $2,000? Then the income for immigration could be $600 million or more. That is money the Immigration Naturalization Services at the time use for border security. So anytime government has to spend money, where does that money come from? So an intelligent, thinking, rational human being would say, when you put these penalties in place at different amounts, which replaces other costs that the applicant will have, it means that we could be more secure at our borders, whether at the Mexican border, Canadian border, or at the airport. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Yes, we need comprehensive immigration reform. Other areas of immigration that could be helpful is in the EB-5 sector. That's where if you invest $500,000 or $1 million, the investor, the investor's spouse, and the investor's children under 21, they will get a temporary green card for 2 years and then a permanent green card if they employ 10 Americans. That's good law. It's a process that is needed now because of the economy and the number of small businesses that are going out of businesses. We would like small businesses who are either starting or in business already and they want to expand, give us a call. Let's explore the EB-5 sector. Do you need $500,000 or $1 million in your business? We will work with you to have an EB-5 approvable business plan, or for people who want to invest in a regional center. That's a huge investment program with immigration and other businesses throughout the U.S. We could work with you. That is one area that KKK Russian Trump was very excited about because he could have gotten capital for his wife's business that she had when she imported her own products from China. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And when our leaders talk, sometimes what we have to do is look at what they do as opposed to what they say. He didn't like vaccines, he took vaccine. He didn't like EB-5, but he wanted his wife to get EB-5 investors. That's KKK, Russian Trump. Do as I say, not as I do. This is how a lot of rich folks act, especially Republicans who seem to be from another planet. Hopefully not Pluto. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Yeah, Pluto is one of my favorite planets. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Those of you who run a church or any religious organization, you could bring religious workers to the U.S., workers who perform only religious work, not cleaning the church, not repairing the church, but religious services and other things associated with the church. That visa gives 10,000 green cards a year to the religious leader, the religious leader's spouse, and the religious leader's children under 21. So if you have a religious organization and you want to bring experts in that religious field to the country, give us a call. The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We will want to see your 501c3 approval as a religious organization, your financial statements. You don't have to pay taxes as a church, but you'll have to see your financial statements either reviewed or audited. We will also want to get your membership in your church and other documents that we will request from you when you come in for our free consultation. The number to call again is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. For those of you who are organizing concerts and you have, you know, artists that you want at your concerts, we look at the P visa, P1, P3. We have the O visas. It's like the alphabet in terms of letters, O, P, R, various visas. Give us a call. Any business need that you may have in terms of bringing international workers, we could assist. The number to call, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845, or visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. On our website, we have information about our free paralegal program, and there's a link to that program and to our Chamber of Commerce, the New American, African American, Hispanic American Chambers of Commerce. Please visit Ask the Lawyer at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Call your congressional representative. Call your senator. There are two senators for each state. Call them. Let them know that you support comprehensive immigration reform and the reinstatement of 245I, because it is good for immigrants and it is good for the security of our blessed country, the United States of America. Peace.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a free consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Erla Coy, legal assistant at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, and you're presented with some immigration highlights. USCIS to offer deferred action for special immigrant juveniles. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, on March 7, 2022, announced that it's updating the USCIS policy manual to consider deferred action and related employment authorization for non-citizens who have an approved form I-360 petition for Amerasian, widower, or widow, or special immigrant. For special immigrant juvenile SIJ classification, but who cannot apply to adjust status to become a lawful permanent resident, LPR, because a visa number is not available. Director Yer Jado in a statement said the policies would help children who are abused or abandoned rebuild their lives in the United States. These policies would provide humanitarian protection to vulnerable young people for whom a juvenile court has determined that it is in their best interest to remain in the United States, she said. Leading organizations push to let immigrants get a professional license. A group of 45 immigration advocates and community organizations sent a letter to Governor Kathy Hochul and the New York State Legislature on Tuesday to push for the approval of the Empire State Licensing Act. The bill will enable immigrant New Yorkers to obtain professional licenses regardless of their legal status. It would also allow them to better provide for their families and better serve the needs of our state economy and workforce, the letter says. Programs like Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals and Temporary Protective Status provide work authorization and deportation protection. But advocates consider those measures to be temporary and limited. Dueling court orders may decide fate of President Biden's Title 42 expulsions. In just under 2 years, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has carried out over 1.5 million rapid expulsions of asylum seekers and migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border under Title 42, a controversial public health law invoked by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. At least 200,000 parents and children have been expelled, including nearly 16,000 unaccompanied minor children during a brief period in 2020 when they were subjected to the same process as adults. Despite intense criticism, the Biden administration has steadfastly maintained that expulsions of migrant adults and families seeking asylum are a necessary evil. But thanks to a pair of near simultaneously court decisions on March 5th, maintaining Title 42 may soon become untenable for the federal government. And in other news, new border surveillance technology raises privacy concerns and could increase deaths. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, recently announced that it has been developing and testing robot dogs for use by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, at the U.S.-Mexico border. The robots are just one of several types of new surveillance technology CBP has implemented or tested. This technology raises privacy concerns for citizens and non-citizens alike, and risks increased fatality for people trying to cross the border. The new robots made by Ghost Robotics have four legs and can carry cameras, sensors across rugged terrain and remote areas of the U.S.-Mexico border. After the announcement, members of the public expressed concern. ICE's budget grows by $284 million in a new spending bill. The House Rules Committee published an updated draft of its $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill on Wednesday. The bill increases ICE's overall funding by $284.7 million, including a $57 million increase for the controversial Enforcement and Removal Operations Division responsible for detaining and removing immigrants. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, called the increase ridiculous and said she will vote against any ICE funding in the omnibus. Immigrant workers marched for more COVID-19 relief funding. Hundreds of immigrant workers stopped traffic on a Brooklyn Bridge and Manhattan Bridge roadways earlier this week as they seek more relief for unemployed immigrants. They're looking for $3 billion for the Excluded Workers Fund and the creation of a permanent unemployment insurance program. About 128,000 applicants were able to access $2.1 billion before the initial fund ran out in October. About 2 months after the state began accepting applications, some 95,000 applications were still pending. And finally, how would Biden's Supreme Court nominee handle immigration cases? President Biden has nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer on the United States Supreme Court. With nearly a decade as a federal judge, Judge Jackson's record may provide some clues about how she would handle immigration cases as a Supreme Court justice. Immigration law has three main components: federal status passed by Congress, regulations created by federal agencies, and federal court decisions. As a result, the Supreme Court plays a central role in shaping immigration law. Just this term, the Supreme Court would decide four key immigration-related cases, which begs the question, how would Justice Jackson decide immigration cases if appointed to the Supreme Court? This has been some immigration highlights. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a free consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa and Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates today for a free consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Children love dressing up as superheroes. Now, they can be vaccine heroes. Vaccination is the best way to protect against COVID-19 and save lives. Be a vaccine hero. Get vaccinated. For more information about COVID-19 vaccines for children, visit nyc.gov/COVID-vaccine or call 212-COVID-19.
Whitney Houston sang, "I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Mr. Figaro, how do we make it easier for our kids?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And in our program, we always have you, the people, at heart. You know, one of the most important issues to me is the New York City public school system. And if you listen to this program regularly, you will know that New York City public schools is the most segregated public school system in the country. Our kids need help, and that help comes from their parents, their teachers, extended families. What does that mean? Fathers, you cannot be a deadbeat. Pay your child support, please. You know, sometimes I hear these fathers complaining, boy, I don't pay this child support, and you know, man, when you have sex, you have a responsibility to the woman who has that child for you. Or if you didn't want a child, use a condom. Safe sex. Safe sex means you don't get STD, sexually transmitted diseases, but it also means there will be no unwanted pregnancy. And our children deserve better. And in order to survive, they need resources. So you ladies out there, you want to get your money, you talk to me. And I could talk to you about wills and estate planning too for those single mamas out there. Yeah, this is Ask the Lawyer. We cater to all families, whether it be a single mother, a single father, a family together, getting things done. But I understand the pressures that you have where the New York City public school system is concerned. And the teachers in the New York City public school system know that it's the most segregated school system in the country. Know that because our kids go through a life of poverty, that there are nutritional issues, psychological issues because of the segregation. So our kids are like fighting for that education. And with all the political races around, which candidate is going to give us open enrollment? What does that mean? Your child should be able to go to any school in New York City. It may mean that you have to do more traveling with your kid, but that may be what you have to do if you want to get your child into a good school. Because not only is our schools segregated, but a lot of our schools are underfunded. And the parents in the more privileged parts of New York City, they give additional resources to those public schools. In fact, most of the schools that was opened and wanted to be open with COVID-19 were these same public schools that more affluent New York City residents had. And it continues. Some of the people who live in our gentrified neighborhoods in Brooklyn, yeah, they actually homeschool their children together. So they still have the ability to have their kids interact with other children, but they decided that they can't send their children to our segregated school system because their kids will not get a good education. And education is what emancipated me. I was born with no money, grew up most of my life with no money, but once I started educating myself, first getting a bachelor's in accounting and a master's in economics and then a law degree, this education gave me the ability to earn my own living. And not only that, to start my own business. I couldn't work with the oppressors. I decided, listen, some of these jobs that they offer, these oppressors ain't as smart as me. And I need to start my own business. Not everyone has the same part, but that was my decision. And New York City public schools is supposed to give our children that opportunity to be emancipated, not from slavery, but from poverty. Not from low income, but to get higher income, middle income. This is the only opportunity that we have because a lot of our parents don't own a home, don't have savings that they could pass on to our younger generation. We can't give our kids the wealth that the middle class or white folks give their children. So an education is extremely important to us. So when we talk to the various, you know, mayoral candidates, we want to know from them, well, what are you going to do? Our kids need you. And you, my people, my black people, my brown people, you, when you make that decision, you have to make the proper decision because you're making a decision for my kids too. And I'm making a decision for your kids too. We are making decisions for each other's children by the person who we believe should be the next mayor of New York City. And open enrollment is a desperate choice, but to me the best choice, where an open enrollment works with the charter schools. The charter schools do better. Why shouldn't we have open enrollment also with the public schools? And these mayoral candidates, are they talking about it? Are these people in the city council talking about it? Are they also talking about green card holders voting in municipal election? Too many times we take the power that we have as voters for granted. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. One of the first areas of law that I practiced in was criminal law. Why? Well, if you go downtown Brooklyn, 120 Skimmerhorn Street, and you do arraignments, 90% of the people coming in that building, either black or brown. But 90% of the people living in Brooklyn is not black or brown. It means that we're going to be charged for the various drug offenses, a lot of illegal stop and frisk, and hey, it is what it is. So as an attorney starting your own business, working in out there, arraignments, criminal court. Because you see the mothers, you see the fathers in criminal court. Boy, could you help my son? Boy, you know, please, you know. My son didn't do it. The police took advantage of him. Those are the frontline issues as an attorney that we see out there. So yes, we practice criminal law, and criminal law is a business, but the business is our people, and that's the sad part about it. What are those mayoral candidates going to do for us so that the biggest business in New York State, where they build more prisons than anything else, the Cuomo family has built more prisons in New York State than any other state in the country. I prefer to see them build factories to manufacture goods rather than to build prisons to employ white people. We are like a commodity. This is the basic truth about our reality. So we have to talk to our kids, not only about an education, but staying out of trouble, staying away from the streets. Because the streets, whether you want to believe it or not, is dangerous. But which mayor is going to invest in education for us? Which mayor is going to bring economic equality for us on Wall Street so that we get jobs? In the various counties, Kings, Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, put jobs in those various communities. I mean, when we talk about jobs, we don't want you to put a site that burns garbage and pollutes our community. Because sometimes because we're poor, they put the businesses there that could impact our health. These are the issues that we have to talk about, my people. But all of these issues, there's business issues surrounding it. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions? We got answers. Give us a call. It's 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We could talk about wills, trusts, estate planning. We could talk about immigration, how to get that green card, how to avoid deportation. What are my options if I'm defrauded by Ali Louison or others? The gentleman who did thousands of illegal vowels. He was arrested, he died. We could talk to you about your legal issues, matrimonial issues, child support issues. Yeah, we love the mothers who taking care of the kids, and we want the fathers to pay child support. I say that straight up. As men, we have to take care of our kids. There's no magic formula to lose child support money or, you know, arrears that you owe. There's no way that's going to disappear, brother. The best way to disappear in the first place is you making your payments on child support and helping that little child that came into this world that has to fight all these odds for survival. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Peace.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a free consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489. Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a free consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I am an attorney. I work in the field of workers' compensation, and I would like to educate you today regarding what to do if you are injured on the job. So, if you are injured on the job in an accident setting, which means you're on the job working in your ordinary course of the day and you slip and fall, or if you're on a construction site and a beam falls on you, or, you know, you stub your toe. It can be any kind of accident, even commuting to work. There are special instances where commuting to work, if you're injured commuting to work, you can also file a workers' compensation claim. But if you have an accident on the job, a lot of people, you know, are not familiar with workers' compensation and don't know where to start. The first thing to do is to notify your employer. You have 30 days to give notice to your employer, but of course, the sooner the better. Trust me, I work with the employers also, and they will controvert, which means deny. They will deny the claim and jump to do so if you did not notify your employer within the first 7 days. Even though the law gives you 30 days, you have to notify your employer right away because it just looks bad if you have an injury and then you wait 30 days to tell your employer about the injury. The second thing to do is to get treatment. After you notify your employer right away, make sure you seek medical treatment. Urgent care is often the best place to start if you get injured that day and you do not feel like going to a hospital. Then just take yourself to urgent care. If the injury is very serious, have your employer call emergency services and take you to the hospital. If it is not and you can take yourself to urgent care, do so. If you have a primary care provider that you normally see on a regular basis and you're more familiar with that primary care provider and you know that they will see you the same day, then that's also an option. But contemporaneous medical evidence is very important, okay? And you want to make sure that you tell your medical provider that you had an accident on the job. If they leave that information out, the insurance carrier will also try to controvert the claim that way. And again, controvert means to deny. So just to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row and you want things done the right way and you want to make sure that you're compensated, you have to follow these steps. The next thing to do, if you don't do that first, is to call your lawyer, okay? The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And why it's important to contact your attorney right away is because you want to make sure if you have to stay out of work due to your injury, you want to make sure that you are compensated for it. And often you will receive some information in the mail once the claim is filed from the insurance carrier and you may not know how to fill it out. You want to make sure you fill out those documents in the right way to make sure that you are compensated. You may need an attorney for that. Most of the time they start off the case with a hearing and you will want an attorney to represent you at that hearing because trust me, the insurance carrier will have their attorney there to represent them. So you don't want to go, you know, there and represent yourself if you don't know anything about workers' compensation law. And the best part about it is you don't have to pay the attorney out of pocket. You never ever give a workers' compensation attorney any money out of pocket. They only get paid if there is money moving to you from the insurance carrier at a workers' compensation hearing, and they get out of that money from the insurance carrier moving. Why is it important to file a workers' compensation claim? Well, as you know, living in New York, the state of New York, I won't even say the city, is very expensive. And if you're out of work, you know, you don't want to lose sleep overnight wondering how are your bills going to get paid and how are your medical bills going to get paid and how are you going to feed your family and pay your rent or your mortgage or whatever else it is while you're trying to heal. So under the workers' compensation law, if you're injured and you're out of work for more than 7 consecutive days, you can get paid. You can get paid 2/3 of your average weekly wage, and that is tax-free money. Also, your medical expenses related to this injury that you received on the job will be paid for in full. If you need surgery, if you need physical therapy, chiropractic care, diagnostic tests, which is, you know, an x-ray, an MRI, a CT scan, all of that is paid for. If you need crutches, if you need sometimes transportation to and from your medical provider, that can also be paid for. If you need medication, if you need injections, whatever it is, as long as it relates to that injury on the job, you will have that paid for in full. You do not have to pay a copay and you do not use your regular insurance. When you're initially injured and you go to that first medical appointment, especially if you go to the hospital, remember that you do not give them your private insurance. You make sure and tell them that this is a work-related injury. They are to bill the insurance carrier. So if you have any questions regarding your workers' compensation claim, please give us a call today. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. 8845. That's 855-768-8845. This pertains to your injury being old or new. I just discussed if you have a new injury, what to do. But if you also had an existing workers' compensation claim and you never received any compensation for it, you can also give us a call. There's another component of workers' comp besides you getting your medical paid for and your wages paid at that 2/3 rate. If you injure an extremity, so that is a finger, a hand, a leg, an arm, or an ankle, toes, you can get a settlement check for any loss of range of motion to that body part a year after the date of accident or a year after surgery. So please give us a call today to find out more about your workers' compensation claim. It is also important to note that you have 2 years to file a workers' compensation claim. The statute of limitations on a workers' comp case is 2 years. So make sure that time does not run out on you. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845 or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a free, no obligation legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. Whether you need that first opinion, that second opinion, that 100th opinion, it's a free, no obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And you can call us on issues such as immigration. If you want to petition for a parent, a child, a spouse, a sibling, if you want to file for citizenship, if you want to file for citizenship and you have an arrest, you need to get a consultation with the attorney, as certain arrests are deportable offenses and we do not want you to find yourself in deportation. Matrimonial issues, child support, child custody, divorce, prenup, postnup, estate planning, deed transfers, workers' compensation, bankruptcy, personal injury, we are in the slip and fall season, medical malpractice, if you went into the hospital with 10 toes and you came out with 8, call us 855-768-8845, real estate, taxes, both individual and business. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And I want to leave you with a quote from Amanda Gorman, which says, "There is always light if only we are brave enough to see it, if only we are brave enough to be it." Be happy, be safe, be well.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds.